All righty. It is April 4th, 5:04 a.m. And this is the Florida go to first. I'm thinking of baseball. I was watching baseball last night. Go to God first fellowship. And it's me, God, and a bunch of other laborers on here right now. And I was just as I was taking care of the temple, which is the body that houses, the spirit of God, because we're dragging around these dead bodies, but you do the best you can to take care of it, to the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which could be any minute or any day or 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, who knows? But and Jesus Christ didn't even know, by the way, which is absolutely amazing. Think about it. He's sitting at the right hand of our Father, making intercession for us, and has no idea when our Heavenly Father is going to turn to him and say, "Hey, go get him." And then the dead in Christ will rise first, and twinkle of an eye, and those that are alive, then we all meet, because they precede us just by a twinkle. And then we meet in the air, and that's where we meet. And what a great hope. Think about that first thing when you wake up. The hope of a return of Jesus Christ. It's an energizer for you. For me, it is anyway. And it's energized me to keep me going along now that I'm connected here, that God got me here. I got my head out of my rear end. I know where I'm at. But anyway, I was just, taking care of the temple here. Doing a little exercise early in the morning, and God was showing me, well, this is great that you're doing this, but it's the inside job, And it's an absolute inside job. It's all free will from your mind, casting down every thought and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. See, I had no joy until I got here, and started practicing some of these things. Absolutely no joy. And that's a direct result of God putting Lawrence where he's at and God showing me where to go. Now, I'm not any better than anybody else. I just got delivered, and deliverance is coming in many, many areas also for me. And it's available for everybody, but again, I never had joy. But Lawrence is the man of God of the area. And that's who God directed me to. And that's where I'm going to go. I'm currently running the Florida Go to God First Fellowship, based obviously on my Father, Heavenly Father, but also on encouragement from Lawrence, which he gets it from our Heavenly Father. So that's the reason I started this. I also get a lot of other inspiration from them. I can't tell you guys here now from. Like Kim says, he keeps you in stitches. So, and it's some great inspiration. So, I'm definitely learning, learning from him. So, so anyway, but back to where I was. On the, take care of the outside, eating correctly, exercising. That's all great. That takes free will too. You have to get up and do that. But the mind is where we tend the garden and, and tend your thoughts, take care of your thoughts, and because what happened is that we're literally back where Adam was. And if you remember, we're actually greater than that. We're way greater than that. We're after complete in Christ, but just think about it for a second. Adam had direct relationship with our Heavenly Father. Okay. Direct. Okay. There was no in between. He named all the stars. He named all the animals, an elephant, a cat, a cat, a rabbit. I mean, God gave him revelation to name all those that way. He had the Spirit of God on him. So he was able to do that in all the stars. All the planets, which are wandering stars. I mean, think about that. All the plants, everything. I mean, all the names we get that have been passed down through oral tradition is from our Heavenly Father. There's nothing new under the sun. So again, we follow that pattern, which is a good pattern or paradigm, which is from our Heavenly Father. You know, now we have an intercessor for us, because we're complete in Christ. Okay. And we have the inheritance, which is the basana, ishni, alakatishni, being able to speak in tongues. It's the down payment. It's the inheritance. It's the proof that you're born again. It doesn't mean you're not born again if you don't speak in tongues, because my mom never spoke in tongues, and I guarantee you she's born again. She believed God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It's pretty simple. It's Romans 10, 9 and 10. Okay? So the thing is, though, is that, if anything is from our Heavenly Father, it works, and you'll get fruit from it. If it's not, you won't. So in reference to, if you want to get locked in, our Father says, prove me now. Okay. And that's with that, everything. He specifically, says it in Malachi. And, it's interesting there in Malachi, they were bringing him the weak goats, the weak sheep, the weak animals to sacrifice, and God told them, hey, listen, try bringing this to the king or the governor. I forget which term he used. Try bringing it to him, see how he is. And God never really wanted any of that. He wanted obedience, not an obedience in where it's going to be a burden to us at all, or being disciplined is a burden at all. Because it says, come ye all ye that are laden and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. That's from God through Jesus Christ to us. So we can have rest in doing God's word. Now, are we going to have persecutions? Absolutely. We're going to have mental pressure? Absolutely. And all that comes from, we know where it comes from. So the God of this world. So, but we are to push forward, move forward through those things. And, God is we're overcomers. We've been made overcomers. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That's our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And that's the victorious one, Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the defeated one. I mean, the way God had it penned and written down, and I love that verse that, your mouth is a pen of a ready writer. In other words, I'm in the situation and circumstances I'm in now because of my tongue. Okay. And so I have turned that around through direction and guidance from God and warrants, obviously. And, I'm on a, God's, direction, God's education plan, God's first grade school. I was too busy doing other things in school, but, God is good. And so he is able, no matter what your age is, no matter where you're at, he can take you and fast track you and get you where you need to be. And you always got to be humble and meek, and it says to honor those who are laboring for you. Now we're supposed to be laborers too. But it says to honor those, and you can search God's word, and it starts back in, way before Melchizedek. It starts in talking about, Cain and Abel, brought their first fruits, to our Heavenly Father, because there's no intercessor at the time. So he brought them in. He was pleased with one and wasn't very pleased with the other, because one was a blood sacrifice. And the other one was from the ground, which was cursed. Now they knew that. They had to know that because Adam knew that. Okay. Cause he was told that in the garden. So I'm sure he passed that down to his sons. And that didn't end up well. And it's been that way ever since. Okay. So it's all about our minds. It's all about free will. It's all about, anybody here can go anywhere they want to go. Obviously, but like my fellowship, Florida Go to God First, fellowship, It's currently me and my Heavenly Father, and there are other laborers in the background that are on their way. I know they are. So, but currently right now, that's how it is. And that's how it's going to be until I get new people, until my Father brings them. And he'll bring them at the right exact time for me, or for him, not for me, not even for me. It's for him, his glory, you know. And so he will bring them at the right time. In the meantime, I'm going to continue sharing, just because it's speaking by the Spirit of God. I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. I've got God in Christ in me. I'm a man of God. And so, you know, so you just get going, you get moving, you know, and, because the world, everything in the world is designed to minimize you, to lessen you, to make you think less of yourself, to make you think you can't do things. And through Christ, it says, I can do all things through Christ. Well, either the world is true or Heavenly Father's word is true. Okay. Same thing with everything. Everything is a counterfeit. You know, Satan has counterfeited absolutely everything because he wants to be like the Most High. Okay. Well, that ain't going to happen. He already tried that and got cast down. And so things that you do in your life, they'll either work or they won't work. And if they don't work, then they're not from our Heavenly Father. Okay. And now sometimes, obviously, we do things and, you know, we either faint too soon. You know, we lose heart too soon. We give up. And before our Father, you know, comes through, because he's working with our faith. It's never about him in reference to, because we have the mind of Christ. It's always about our faith. Okay. It's our faith, but it's the faith of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. You see, mind of Christ we have. So if that's the faith we have, and that's where our believing comes from. So it's not anything I have to do. I just have to believe and free will. Okay, and move forward and not give up and be patient and wait. And yeah, I'm gonna make mistakes. We're all gonna make mistakes along the way, and we all have made mistakes. Some of us more bigger than other ones. You know, but our Father has always can always cover for you if you believe he can. You know, because I know people that, you know, that something will happen and they'll confess right away. And again, it's not them. It's the world that teaches them this. Oh, this is the worst thing. You know, this is going to happen. People always say, there's always something. Well, F that, you know, so you just get rid of that language, you know, we're to put a guard on our mouth. And that's what God's guiding me to, you know, along with, you know, the things that a lot of the ladies on here, Becca and Bambi, you know, eating correctly, mainly, and exercising. Becca, she's running like Grand Theft Richmond. And Bambi's got all kind of organic stuff going on, which I don't even know. But I've moved. God has directed me. I needed inspiration and guidance, you know, just with words. And then I had to be, not pat myself on the back. I have to be humble and meek and listen. Cause I could grab some potato chips right now and start eating them. I don't have them in the house right now, but I could certainly go to the store and buy some. Well, that's not good to eat for you. It's not good to put in your mind and your heart. So what is good to put in your mind? That's from the world. Okay. Same thing with the thoughts. Okay. The same exact thing. And that's what God's been showing me. Okay. So what are we going to put in? We're going to put in the world's thoughts, or we're going to put in our thoughts. I mean, God's thoughts. We're going to put in our Father's thoughts. And that's where the abundant life is. It's in our thoughts. Okay. And then it manifests itself in fruit. You know, whatever you sow is what you reap. So if you're not reaping right now the things you desire, you got to examine your faith. You got to take a look at yourself, you know, not condemning yourself like, you know, I've done before, and I believe we've all done it, but you examine yourself, examine it to see if you're in the faith. And then you go ahead and those five things were doing, which I still can't. I know they're on the thing. I got three of them down. But anyway, so, and I'm speaking in tongues. That's another thing. Speaking in tongues is like a house on fire. It's absolutely revolutionized my life. Okay. Now, that's just a word God's showing me to use for me right now. Like when I went to a long time back, I went to get some clarification on some things. I said, "Hey, Lawrence, how do you control emotions and thoughts and feelings?" And he used the word lasso. I mean, I don't know if the word lasso is used in England, but that word was directly for me. You lasso your thoughts. Because you could tell me to renew my mind all day long, and it's great, but lassoing my thoughts was the key. And then at the very beginning, when I was absolutely out of my mind when I got here, was cease from your own works, and I can do nothing of myself. That's all in here. Okay, it's all in God's word, but I got it from the man of God, and then he gave it to me, and then I was obedient to follow that, and then same thing with when my labors come on here, I'm going to turn them to God like he's turned me to God. Okay. Turn to God and to test it. Now tested it. And it says, prove me now. So it, and it's, and it, for me, the proven is proven really good. Way past good. I am living the abundant life. I am blessed. I'm highly favored. And I'm the head, not the tail. Not even exactly sure what that means, but it sounds good. So, anyway, I just want to come on here, quick little sharing. And, cause God, after I got done exercising, God was saying, okay, go ahead. So, you know what I'm doing? I'm listening. That's another thing. Trusting in your Heavenly Father. Trusting and listening to His voice. Practicing and listening to His voice. Speaking in tongues much does that. Strengthens you with might in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. Okay. And stay where you're connected. Wherever you're connected, wherever God connected you, if it's correct and good, and your free will and you're humble and meek, you will learn and grow and get better and better and better. And I don't mean better in the sense that we can improve on the completeness of Christ. No. I mean moving forward in your life to remove those paradigms, like maybe uprooting the plant. Thank God that God told her that, because maybe that was just for me, or maybe it was for the rest of you. But uprooting that plant was huge, and I'm sure it was for her too, because when she was tending to the plants, like we got to tend to our minds, God showed her. And Bambi, I need you to do a teaching. Let God work in you and do a teaching. And I'm sure He'll give you more insight. It'll be great for all of us. I certainly need it. So when He worked in her to, those words didn't come from her. The words came from God. And so, so to be able to do that, is fantastic, because we're listening to God. So that blessed me. I mean, that's a long time ago, but it's I don't know how long, but it's still blessing me, because it's moved me forward in my life. So I what I did with that is I said, okay, I'm going to prove it. So I needed some things removed. I went to God. I said, okay, start ripping these things out. Take a hacksaw to them, whatever you got to do. So, but you got to be humble and meek. Again, it all starts with your thinking. If there's anything that works, it's from our Father. Okay? And the only failures we have is when we give up, or we don't, have the patience to wait, and we're following our own will. Because it's choose you this day, life or death. There's two paths, And so the one path is our will. The other path is our Father's will. Okay? And then life and death's in the power of the tongue. And that's where the confession comes out, hearing your own voice, which is amazing. Hearing your own voice, and letting those word of God, those commandments, those the word of God, the we're written epistles. We have God in Christ in us. Okay, so we're able to walk. Had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Christ Jesus. He'd rather let him walk around, but he didn't know. Okay, I don't even know if Jesus Christ knew. You know, because he came here for the Jews, Israelites. He didn't come here for Gentiles. Now it's, you can see it in the Old Testament, and I'm sure he, I don't know if he saw it, but you know, I have no idea. But obviously when he was raised from the dead, because he had to see, that's another one. See, God had to show him, you know, that he could get Lazarus up after 4 days. And even after that, see, he had to go, everything we've gone through, you know, and we've gone through nothing like our Lord and Savior's gone through. So there's your encouragement not to give up, you know, to keep moving forward. You know, God is going to bless you. You keep moving forward. There's nothing new under the sun. You can search all day long for things, and there's nothing new. There's only two paths, you know. Which way are you going to walk? There's a song like that. But, you know, so, you know, choose you this day. Which way are you going to walk? I mean, God is good, you know, and is there going to be persecution and troubles? Yeah, absolutely. There is, because it says it right there, but it builds in your life. It builds things in your life. You know, when you go through those things, it builds it. You know, in order for God to say he's the God of all comfort, anything this world, this adversary that God as well throws at us, he has to be greater and has to comfort us greater than whatever was taken from us, because he thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. So whatever it is that has been taken or stolen or destroyed in your life, or what we think has been taken, destroyed, or think, God has a plan. Kim mentioned Job, I think last week. And, I mean, Job got double everything back except for his kids, the first ones. And he's going to get them at another time. God's got an absolute perfect plan for that. You know, he didn't leave that out, but he got double the sheep, double the lambs, double this, double that. I mean, he's probably the most wealthiest man in God's kingdom at the time. Okay, and then obviously the next guy came up, and Solomon and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't know exactly who's wealthier than who, but and hell, it don't matter. But we're more wealthier than all. We're living a more than abundant life. We've been given more than abundant life. Not just life. People would be happy with just life. You know, I've got the more than abundant life. Okay. And so what we're doing here on this fellowship under our man of God, Lawrence is right on the money. I mean, as far as I can prove. And if God shows me otherwise, then I'll exit stage left. You know, but everything I've listened to and followed, it's right on the money. Because you know why? It ain't coming from him. It's coming from our Heavenly Father. That's why. And he's got to be humble and meek to do it. So we got to pray for him. Because I know he's praying for us. I know Lord and Savior Christ Jesus is making intercession for us. I mean, do you see how this works? I mean, our Father is a tremendous Father. Okay? We're just seeing through a glass darkly right now. But we got so much more going on than a lot of other things. So a lot of other, nothing against them. I ain't ever going to church. I ain't ever going to religion. I've never wanted to ever go. Like Easter coming up here. I mean, what an absolute joke, you know? So, I mean, you know, they talk about Good Friday and, you know, all this other stuff. Every Friday's good, okay? So, and then you got the guy, the Pope. Nothing against the Catholics, but you talk about a group that is absolutely ripped and destroyed. But again, half of them probably don't even know. You know, I'm talking about the leadership, not the regular folk like us, regular folk. I don't know if y'all in England say that. But, I saw him, land down, carrying the cross of Christ or something on TV the other day. I'm thinking, come on, get out of here. I mean, read the book, but again, that's not my job to go slap them and tell them to read the book. If you read it, you're complete already. You don't have to swing the little lamp. You don't have to do that. You don't have to hold the cross. You don't have to prostrate yourself. I mean, obviously God tells you to do these things. If he instructs us to do these things, then we do it. We're obedient, But, to me, I look at that and I'm like, are you kidding me? And that's why, religion is just a, that's why we got to be careful, with what we let into our lives. You keep thy heart with all diligence out of the issues of life. You gotta be careful with getting in, making this or making this a religion. This ain't, because I remember what Lawrence was sharing about the name tags and the advanced class. And, okay, hey, look at me. I can discern your thoughts. It was all, just like he said, it's all bull crap. Now some people operate in the spirit of God, absolutely. And I know they're absolutely operate. Okay. And they did the best they could, up until that point. Thank God for that ministry. But God has moved us on from that, because that thing got to, just destroyed, just like everything that, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy, but having a, and for me, at one point, I was in the fire service, and, they said, hey, you need to go, be a wow ambassador, the word of the world. And I'm a young fireman, and I'm looking at him like, I'm not taking a year off. I got a career here. Oh, it'll be there when you get back. Yeah, no, it won't. And thank God I didn't do it, because, God directed me and guided me even then, to just look at him like a wonderful person, wonderful guy. Still know him today. And still sitting there running fellowship, with, six or seven people reading the scripture, strumming a guitar, I mean, wonderful man, God. No question about that. Absolutely. And I've sat at the feet of some tremendous men of God, in that ministry. But this is the most challenging place I've ever been. And I'm not going anywhere, because I'm going to prove my Heavenly Father. He says, prove me. I'm going to prove him. So, because it's clear, what we're doing here, has absolutely revolutionized and changed my life and challenged me to a big, big thing, because there's great things that are going to happen. There's going to be laborers coming on, because I'm practicing being a laborer. So whatever you sow, that's what's going to happen. I'm sticking where I'm sticking, and, and that's it until otherwise, I'm staying right here. I'm not moving. When I heard that, and I encourage everybody to look back and listen to that 12-minute and 46-second teaching. I don't even know when it was done. It was done, I think, back in February of 25, I believe. And because it talks about it's being an inside job. And that's what God's been showing me. It's an inside job. Tending the garden, your mind, your thoughts. It's nice to take care. It's nice to, I'm getting in better shape. I'm eating better, thanks to Becca and Bambi and obviously Brenda. But in my free will, because I can just listen and not follow through. What a waste of time that is, right? It says, be hearers of the word, not be doers of the word, not hearers. Because that's what I was, just a hearer. It says, be doers of the word and not just hearers, So whatever you sow in your life, you're going to reap, So that's why you want to sow only good seed, only good things in your life, thoughts, I mean, little things like, you might be driving a vehicle, let somebody go ahead of you open a door for somebody. Those are little things, but they build into big things later on. Okay. And yeah, for me, I always get blessed. I mean, always when things like that happen. I don't think I've ever had, a flat tire, except for either right next to my work, which is amazing. And then, or in the driveway of my house. Never, ever I had one outside. Why? Well, because I confess that that's not going to happen. You know, another one is just, these are small little things. Me and Gabriella and Brenda, we got a saying, Patterson family saying that we never lose anything. We don't lose anything. And currently right now, Brenda can't find her way. So some type of, not the wedding ring, but some other ring. She's got all kind of jewelry. But anyway, so like I told her, God will show you where it is. We don't lose nothing. You know, and you confess that, you'll find it. You know, so that's the key. You know, so is confession and tending our garden and never giving up and staying where you're at, staying where God put you. You know, listen to your Heavenly Father. If He guided you here, then you're here for a reason. You know, and prove Him now. Go to Him and say, hey, you know, is this really right? Is this really true? Is this speaking in tongues right? Is this honoring God right? You know, is this speaking by the Spirit of God correct? Are we supposed to sit around like they do in the churches, you know, or in a fellowship, play a couple of songs, listen to a guy teach God's word and then go from there? Is that what we're supposed to be doing? I don't think so. You know, speaking by the Spirit of God is what we're supposed to be doing. So the wife is up now. I woke her up, apparently. She don't look very happy, but, yeah, she's happy. I'm just joking. Anyway, love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.